eat your vegetables. Well, I don't like vegetables, but they're good for you. You don't like vegetables until you impact it. Then you want all kinds of vegetables. But that's a whole nother. Yeah, you know, that's a whole. I don't like them until you can't. You sit on that toilet for hours, and you like, can I have some vegetables? Have some broccoli? I'll just eat it raw. So sometimes people don't know what they need, and they'll say, I don't need this until it impacts their life. Like, oh, they don't have to do certain things, and it's okay for them to talk reckless to their teachers until they start talking reckless to you. Oh well, that ain't even like that's not even. This one's for free. It's like, you better get them in here and keep them underneath the word of the Lord so that when they go out there, they won't stray far from it, is what he said. He didn't say they weren't going stray. They just weren't going stray far. And we need them not to stray far. Of course, all the co-laborers in the gospel, I appreciate you all as we work this ministry together, as we work the vineyard together. Today's message, it shook me. Not too often do he render me speechless, but I tell you, this one good time, it got me a little nervous. I don't know if it's because he spoke so directly, or I don't know why it is, but that's all I know, is that he spoke, and I'm nervous. I'm nervous. It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, I guess, for myself. I don't even know why I'm nervous, but I am. I was like, oh, Lord, where we go? Why? This is what we're going to talk about. So today, we're going to talk about the struggle. How many of y'all know the way when I was laying there listening to him talk, you know, the way we are as a society is, I know who's with me, not because of things are well, but I know who's with me when I'm in my struggle, right? Okay, so let's break it down. So, you know, people can ride with you as long as you got money and you got gas, they will ride with you. But when it becomes, I got to put $5 in the tank and I need you to contribute, not so much. And so we have this thing where, you know, don't ride with me always when things are good. When things start falling apart, where you at? You know, I expect you to be with me. You know, and don't let it be that we look at people or our mates or our friends have somebody, you be like, they don't mean you no good. They ain't gonna be there later. And then when the person does exactly what you say, then it's just like, I told you they weren't gonna be there. It's something about when you're in a struggle, it tells you who's really committed to you. It tells you, were you just here because of what I could give you? Were you just here because I had something that you needed? Or are you actually here because you wanna be here? When I have nothing else to give you, are you present? Right? When I have nothing else that I can sow into your life, when I don't have a prophecy for you, when I don't have time at this point in time to pray for you, are you still present? It's called the struggle. Now, when I began to research about struggling, of course, the definition says, make forceful or violent effort to get free of resistance or constraint. A forceful or violent effort to get free of resistance or restraint. Well, as I was studying and looking up this, me and the Lord began to talk, and I began to listen to a couple of podcasts because I was just like, okay. And the conversation with the Lord came up about struggling when I began to struggle. Now, of course, none of y'all struggle with anything in here. I'm just going to talk about me. Everybody got it together, and there is no wrestle within you. There is no, ugh. Anybody ever wrestled or struggled in being a parent? You ever want to quit? Let's drop them off on an island. and let's see how they feel, because you know they know everything and they don't want to listen to what you got to say. And so it's like I'm struggling with parenthood, and every now and then I want to get rid of that restraint. Every now and then I want to go ahead and say, you know what, never mind, here, we're going to drop you right on off. Anybody ever struggled in marriage? Look, it's so funny because everybody like, how? Yeah, just know I'm a wink at you. And that's how we do in marriage ministry. We don't tell on each other, we just wink. Be like, because I can't say it out loud because I'm getting trouble on my way home. So just wink at me and say, no, I ain't never struggled in marriage. if ever I struggle with the things that I have to do. Anybody ever struggle being a student? Like, okay, I'm studying, but it don't seem like I'm grabbing it. I'm trying my best to get this stuff done, but it's a struggle to try to grab a hold to everything. Anybody ever struggled on their job? Like, can I quit today? That was me on Friday. I'm like, oh, y'all got me one time and one time only. Next year, this time, I will not be here. It's a struggle because of the demand. You have a struggle with your call? You see, it with a hush. If they were like, huh, struggle with the call, you ever struggle with what God has called you to do? Like, is that what you really want me to do? Am I going to get in big trouble or little trouble if I don't do it? How mad are you going to be? Are you going to be big mad or little mad? Because what you're calling me to do within myself, it seems like there's a wrestle. There's a struggle that happens because of what you have called me to do. I find myself, you ever just not want to do it? Anybody just be like, never mind. Psych. You called me to do what? I don't want to do that. Do you realize the Bible is about a lot of people with struggles? That when the Lord calls them to do something, they struggle with it. And some people don't just struggle with it. They say, no, I'm not doing it. I ain't. Jonah said, what Jonah say? Jonah said, nope. Not only am I not going to do it, I'm going to pay to get away from you. But he forgot to read the Psalms where David says, if I make my bed in hell, you're still there. He forgot that I can't, wait a minute, you mean I can't get? So there are times that we struggle with the call of God. It's like it's a good wrestle going on. I don't want to do it. You see kids that are like that, where their fist is balled up and they stiff up real tight? I'm not going to do it. Now they're only this high. And you're going to push them into where they need to go. I'm not going to do it. Anybody ever felt that way with God? Like, I'm not going to do it. Now, we know what happened with good Jonah. He says, not only am I not going to do it, I'm going to board this ship. Ha ha. I'm going the other direction. When I researched about Jonah, the thing that was interesting was Jonah was in a good place in his life. He was comfortable ministry-wise. He had people knew who he was and all the rest of that. And the Lord said, I need you to go to Nineveh. You need me to go where? He was like, why? Why you want me to go to Nineveh? You know I'm going to go give them this word. They're going to act better, and you're not going to do what you said. And it's going to make me look like I'm a false prophet. I'm not going. Because he had a good reputation at that time. I'm good. I'm not going. And I'm going to board this ship like you can't get me off it. He boarded the ship, and we know the story. He got to praying after 3 days, like, wait a minute, you let me out? And he got out, and he did what God said. But you know what? The thing that really shook me about this was as I began to read and research, I realized that God knew that we would struggle. Let me prove it. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, it's the Ten Commandments. He knew we were going to struggle. Let's see how he knew we were going to struggle and what we were going to struggle with. The first one says that I like the kid version. So we're going to do the, I like the kid version. It says, love God more than you love anything else. He says, you are going to struggle, so let me tell you where you're going to struggle at. You're going to struggle with loving me more than anybody else, so I have to tell you to love me more. Because that's going to be your area of struggle. That's going to be your area of struggle. There are going to be some things that you're going to want to put in front of me, and that you want, like my kids, Lord, you can't expect me to sacrifice my kids. And oh, Lord, you can't expect me to do this. He says, you're going to struggle. And since I know you well enough, I'm going to tell you, I need you to love me more than you love anything else. The Ten Commandments is nothing but you on a struggle bus. He says, don't make anything in your life more important than God. Okay, we've all failed. He says, you're going to struggle with, I don't feel like coming to church. I don't feel like doing what he told me to do. He's like, no, this is me talking to you because guess what? You're going to struggle in this area. So I have to make it a commandment in order for you to realize I know that you're going to struggle. I felt it to be so rewarding of the fact that he knew me well enough that I didn't have to be perfect, that he knew that I was going to struggle. I mean, it shook me because it was like, you know, he's like, let me tell you, Daisy, you're going to struggle. That's why I got to give you a commandment. You're going to struggle with loving me more than anything else. You're going to struggle with the fact that you're going to want to put things in front of me. He says, and always say my name with love and respect. Oh, boy. You know, one of the things I read, it says one of the biggest struggles of America today is about religion. And we as Christians struggle with it as well because it is hard for us sometimes to explain why bad things happen. So we struggle with being able to say that God is a good God sometimes when people are running planes into buildings, when people are molesting. We struggle, so you know the world struggles, because the world thinks, well, I'm doing this in reference to God. I'm doing this on his behalf. He says we struggle with making sure that we respect him and others respect him. And here's one that I think we all can identify with. Honor the Lord by resting on the seventh day of the week. He said, you're going to struggle with time management. Anybody in the room? He says, you are going to struggle with time management. So let me tell you how you are supposed to do this. I need you to work 6 days, and on the seventh day, I need you to rest. You're going to struggle.
All right.
Time management. Anybody got that issue? He says, but here's the thing. Not only did he say you're going to struggle with time, he said, let me show you how to do it. I want you to work real hard on 6 days, and on the seventh day, I need you to step back and look at all the work you've done and say that it is good. But time management. We're going to pack 8,000 things in all 7 days. What's a day of rest? Ebony, you know what a day of rest is? Oh, look, she's like, don't talk to me. Anybody struggle with time management? It's just like, I'm just going to work. I'm going to work. He said, I even gave you nighttime for you to be able, you know, we're going to stay up all night long. He said, no, I gave you night so you could go to sleep. And we said, nope, don't need it. I'm going to just stay up. I'm going to drink 5-hour energies, and I'm going to drink me some coffee and have my heart get ready to explode because I don't want to manage my time. He says, you're going to struggle with time management. And let me show you how not to struggle there. He is the commander in chief, and he has given us commands. He says, I command you to work 6 days and then rest. You know what? One of the things that I heard, he said, if you are an employer, make sure you pay your workers enough in the 6 days so that they can rest on the seventh. Now, that's all backwards, ain't it? Because employers like, wait a minute, how much longer can you work? I know you got children, but we need you here. They don't care nothing about time management or God's plan. They like work. And if you don't work, we're going to get somebody else in your place to work. He says, but no, there's a time management thing that you all will all struggle with, but I need you to understand that I know your struggle. Okay, we're going down. Number 5, love and respect your mother and your father. He says, y'all going to struggle with authority. Oh, boy. He started out saying, you're going to struggle with people that have rule over you. You remember when you was a kid and you struggled in that area? When mama and daddy said such and such, and you were like, as soon as they turn around. Or maybe that was just me. He said, guess what? You're going to struggle with authority, and it's going to be a problem. You're not going to like for people to tell you what to do. You ain't going to like to honor what they say. Anybody struggle with authority? Oh, yeah. It's a struggle. But I'm so glad that he paid attention enough to be like, I know you well enough to know that you ain't going to like nobody telling you what to do. Oh, we see it. Everybody like, not from us. I absolutely obey everything you say. We see the struggle with authority. Never hurt anyone. Oh, well, we've all failed there. And sometimes it's an accident, and sometimes it's on purpose. Like, I want to be petty and get you back. And so I want to hurt you. He says, you're going to struggle with wanting to retaliate. You're going to struggle with wanting to get even. You're going to struggle with wanting to hold a grudge. You're going to struggle. Anybody else struggle and be like, ooh, do you know how many Facebook statuses I erased? Not that I wrote, the ones I erased. And if you think the ones I wrote was bad, you should have seen the ones I erased. Ooh, yes. People are like, uh-oh. So now I hardly write on Facebook. I can't, because I'm struggling. I'm struggling with number six, because I want to give you what you give. And he's like, and you can't. Ooh, yeah, anybody struggling? He says, and always be faithful. Oh, wow. Always be faithful to your husband or your wife. You're going to struggle not only with faithfulness to your husband and your wife, but the world doesn't make it conducive for you to be faithful. Every time you look up, somebody's trying to say something, do something, push something, show something. And so he said it'll be a struggle for you to keep yourself pure. He's like, I recognize that it'll be a struggle for you. Then it says, don't take anything that isn't yours. Oh, well. He says, integrity, you're good thief is what you are. He says, you're going to struggle and say, oh, they don't need it. You ever do that at your job? Be like, oh, they got so much of this stuff. They really don't need this. He says, don't take nothing that don't belong to you. Oh, boy. Huh? So all those copies, all the copies and stuff, and the toilet paper, and the paper towel, and the soap, and the mints, and the, oh, good old thieves. He said, don't take what don't belong to you. Oh, well, then always tell the truth. There we go. I mean, stop. You ever tell little lies? Like, that didn't hurt nobody. I just didn't. Yeah, no, it didn't. Who did it hurt? He says, integrity, you will struggle with always telling the truth. You're going to struggle with it. Huh. And then, be happy with what you have. Don't wish for other people's things. Well, and down goes Frazier. We all went down there. You ever look over at somebody's stuff and be like, now why they got it? Don't worry. Watch for my come up. I'm coming up. And when I come up, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. You struggle with looking over at other people's stuff and wishing they had it. I wish I was your size, and I wish I had your clothes, and ooh, I need to raid your closet, and ooh, Before you ever got here, the Lord said, let me tell you how you gonna be. You gonna struggle in all of these areas. I found it to be comforting. Because sometimes your struggle is inward and you don't get to say anything to anybody about your struggle. And for God to say to me, I understand that you are struggling. I understand that you are even struggling when it comes. You ever struggle with the demand that's on your life? So if you are a mother, a wife, an employee or employer, you are a friend, a sister, a daughter, or if you are a husband, a son, a father, you have all these roles and all this demand upon you. Do you ever get to the place where it's just like, my God, I quit. Never mind. If you call my name one more time, then you start saying reckless stuff to your children. That's not my name anymore. And they be like, well, what's your name? I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. It's a secret. What am I supposed to? I don't know. Because you get to the place where you get tired of the demand. You get tired of the struggle. You find yourself like, And don't let it be, okay, I've done everything I can, and that still doesn't feel like it's good enough. I've given everything I got. Lord, I did it without complaining. I done smiled. I done loved on. I done did all that. But I find myself in a place where I struggle. I don't want to do it no more. I quit. Here's my resignation. I'm going to board the ship with Jonah. Me and Jonah are going to run on off. Catch me if you can. When the Lord began to talk about this, or maybe when I began to talk about it with him, about the struggle, like, Lord, thank you for the strength to do it, but can I tap out right here? Can I run and hand you the baton and you pick it up and you run the rest of the way? But the comforting part was the fact that he understood that I was going to struggle before I got to my struggle. That I didn't have to go and hide and act like everything was perfect. And that, no, everything's fine. There is no wrestle in me. There is no, I don't want to do this today. I didn't have to go and pretend. And I think sometimes we're good at pretending until we can't. Until we find ourselves like, but one of the things that I love about the Lord, and let me see if I can't find the scripture, is that because he knew that we would be here before we got here, he gives you words. Anybody ever got a word and you really shouted over it and thought it was the greatest thing ever, but you didn't really know what that word meant? It was just like, yes, and he knew my name. He knew this. But he didn't give you didn't read the fine print. You know, that real small stuff that they put on them contracts, the real small stuff that you was like, yes, I got a great interest rate and all the rest of that, and then stuff started happening. But God is the type of God that he will give you strength for the journey before you ever start the journey. He doesn't just strengthen you once you get to that place. He says, no. Let me give you a word before the journey ever starts so that you will know that I know that you're on this path. I know that you're here. I'm not oblivious that you're here. Let me make sure. But it's like, wait a minute, Lord. I know as we have been going through all the things, and how many of y'all has 2019 been an interesting year for you? An interesting, like, huh. Nobody told me that this was going to be the way this year was going to be. And if they had, I might not have showed up to it. I think I'd have said, no, I'm going to take the number 4 bus instead of the number 2. And I'll meet you all at the end of it to see how the end is going to be. In Isaiah, and I'm looking for the scripture. I don't see it in here. It's in my other Bible. It, when he gave it to me, I think it was back in September. He says, I know your name. And I'm going to, and I separated you at birth, and I'm really, I want to feel like it's 42. I'll have to find it. He was like, but I will give you strength for the journey. And Isaiah was saying, you know what? I feel like my labor is in vain, but I'm going to let my reward be up to you. I'm not going to pay that any attention. I'm going to let that be up to you. I'm going to let you be God. And the Lord says, no worries. I'm going to give you strength to be able to make it through. I'm going to give you strength to be able to overcome whatever it is that you are getting ready to face. And I'm thinking, okay, hey, I just passed my licensure. So I'm like, yes, he is getting ready. He done separated me for such a time. And whoo, yes, he's going to give me strength to be able to do, you know, the counseling center, the church, all the rest of that. There was some fine print there. That he didn't. And so I'm rejoicing in my office. I'm like, well, hallelujah. Then I was just like, oh, wait a minute. You want to talk about none of that? None of that stuff that I thought this word meant? None of it meant anything about that. Anything. It was some other stuff that he was trying to prepare me for that I had no idea. So here I am rejoicing over what I felt in the natural, never knowing or realizing that, that's not it. But here's the thing, I laugh because I don't know how I'm getting accomplished the things I'm getting accomplished. You ever been there where you're moving so and you're doing so much stuff, but you don't know how you're actually getting the things accomplished that you're getting accomplished? He said, that strength I promised that I would give you, here it is. Here it is. So how do you work third shift and go to church and then go to school and all the rest? How do you do it? He said, here it is. Here's the strength. Here's the strength. And I believe on today, what he's saying is, I knew your struggle before you got on the scene of your struggle. I know the weight that I placed on you and the things that I'm requiring you to get done. But here's some more strength to be able to finish it. Huh. Here's what you need to be able to finish it, but not just finish it, but finish it well. You ever have people doing stuff and they so angry about doing it that you be like, please don't do it at all?
Right, right. Yeah.
No, thank you. I know you're trying to help. No, thank you. Please not. And people want to tell you, you're not a cheerful giver. They will look at you like, mm. When you go to ask them a question, you look at their face, you're like, well, never mind. Anybody else got the answer? Because they're doing it, but they're not doing it in supernatural strength. They're doing it in their own strength, so they're aggravated.
Amen.
And they're frustrated while they're doing it. And everybody else is having to pay the price while they're doing it. And it's just like, no. God says, if I've called you to it, I need you not to look like you whooped. I need you not to look like you're going down in flames and you're going to grab everybody in your path and go there with you. I need you not to look like, oh, I'm working so hard, and I'm just tired coming across the parking lot like Oprah. Just coming, and everybody's like, oh. And your entourage is afraid to tell you, ooh. But he's like, you got a journey, and you got things that I've called you to do, but I don't want you to look like I'm a hard taskmaster. I don't want you to look like my weight is so heavy on you that it's a bad thing that I got you doing.
All right.
I don't want you to walk in and people know, oh, you working hard. You all right?
All right.
When last time you slept? Like, he says, my burdens is easy and my yoke is light, but you walking like, no, all things are heavy. Burdens and yokes. He says, I got things for you to do, but I need you not to look like I'm a hard taskmaster.
All right.
I need you not to look like you've ran a marathon and you coming here like, ugh. And everybody know. You know, some people use that as like a good pat on the back. Portia gave me my word. A good pat on the back. It's like if you walk in, then people will know that you're working. Pray for me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen people walk in like, you know, they have just, you know, hung the moon, the stars, and the sky, and they are working really, really hard. They got that Viola Davis walk. You know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody should have gave her lessons in heels, and she usually be wearing like the kitten heels, but she come in. And so... She come in full, armor. It's like, but that's sometimes how we can walk, like I'm a soldier working for the Lord. And the Lord's like, wait a minute. There's nothing I haven't given you to do that I won't equip you for.
Amen.
But you also have to realize that some of the things that you may be doing, I didn't call you to do.
All right.
And so you frustrated about all the stuff you're doing, and God says, I didn't call you to do all that. And you're looking at me like I didn't come through. I didn't tell you to take on all 5211 of them jobs. And then some things I told you to stop doing, but you hard-headed, and now you're mad at me like, I'm so tired. And he like, I'm sure you are. As soon as you put down this, this, and that, watch. As soon as you get out of the way, other people will do it. But until you get out of the way, you blocking somebody else from being able to work.
Uh-huh.
You blocking somebody else to actually, well, if I don't do it, you know that's pride. Oh, because can't nobody get it done but you, right? So can't nobody raise the children but you got a husband. What are you doing? Okay, I'm jumping all in people's stuff today. Well, I don't like the way he does it. Well, I'm sorry you slept with him. That is your baby's children. I mean, father. Well, maybe. Am I okay? Mm-mm. Just run with me. Go with me. It'll be all right. Go back and listen to it again. You'll hear me. It's recorded. I don't want them to do it because they don't do it. That is pride. That's pride. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Oh, you prideful self. They won't even be able to develop because you're in the way. There are some things that God wants to develop in them, but they can't be developed because you're in the way, bogarting everything that you think that you should do because they don't do it like you. Oh, you won't be tired if you're obedient.
All right.
But until you decide to be obedient, you're going to be tired and frustrated. The Lord kept saying frustrated. My people frustrated because it's just like, I'm always doing something. I'm always working. I'm always. And he was like, well, make sure you check with me about what you're supposed to be doing. Because I think you've picked up a few things on your own. He says, I'm not a hard taskmaster. And if there's something that I've called you to do, I will equip you to do it.
Amen.
I will equip you to do it. I will give you enough strength to be able to get it done and still be nice to people. You won't work and then be mean to folk. The worst thing ever is having a mean usher. Look, everybody's like, oh, sorry. I'm for real. When people first walk into the church and you got angry usher. Sit here. You can't come in there praying. Well, I might be in some of that prayer, but you should have been on time. Who gave you the post at the door? Why weren't you just supposed to be cleaning up? I think you do better with the trash cans. Ain't nothing. You ever see people that are so prideful and angry all at the same time, but they say they serve, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. No, you are a soldier. I don't know whose army you're in. Because the Lord don't make angry soldiers. If you around here working and you feel like, let me tell you something. Let's go ahead and dispel the myth. Ain't nobody around here working that hard. Oh, I'm just working so, and I'm just, oh, no, you ain't. Mm-mm, nope. No. Well, you know, I just usher. Yep, but you're not working that hard. Because you only usher on Sundays. Wait a minute now. Well, I'm counting. Yep, you are on Sundays. See, it's a struggle when people try to make themselves self-important. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm so important, and I'm just doing so much. And don't nobody do more than we do. Pride. God says, wait a minute. I know you're struggling, but some of your struggle is self-induced. Because you have yet to realize that I know that you're going to struggle with these things, but I also am a God that will give you strength. That's why he says, be not weary in well-doing, because you will reap if you faint not. But what happens is we become weary because we have not consulted his strength. As things shift and the church shift, there is more responsibility that will be placed on everyone. We not just here to work a few people. Yeah, no. If you keep coming in here eating off this table, you won't pick up a plate, a napkin, a peppermint, or something. But, you know, some churches, it's one of those things where people work. And you only work you just work them. Sometimes they're worked because they are around. But if you're running from responsibility, oh, yeah, let's go on it. You know, some people run from responsibility. I'm leaving right after service. Don't ask me to do nothing. Don't ask me. Or I only want to do it if the pastors ask me. If the pastors ask me, I'll do it. So when we send somebody else to ask, it's just like, I ain't got to listen to them. How you going to train me to be an usher? I've been doing this for 20 years. No, I'm not even looking around. I'm going to look over in the corner. Oh, y'all done got quiet around here. Pride. The thing about it is, if we're going to struggle, please let us all struggle together. It's a horrible thing, David. When I'm watching women bring stuff in and they struggling and the men step out of the way. Now here's the thing though, because sometimes they want to take it from the women, but they so G.I. Joe-ish that they like, I got it. Oh, my daughters have that problem. Like, I got it. Now they tried, but you know, we can shuffle this across the thing and we can pick this up and move it. And they be like, the men didn't even help. Well, G.I. Joe, you didn't let them. Well, how about before you pick it up, you come inside and say, I need some help. Happy anniversary. But there are times when the load is supposed to be carried by everybody, but if you don't let other people help you carry the load, then you frustrated and you taking it out on everybody else. God says, I understand you're struggling, but I am a God that will give you strength for the struggle. He's like, I didn't list all the commandments. And they're like, now y'all figure that out. I list all the commandments to let you know that you need me. I listed all those commandments to let you know that you're not going to be able to get through it without me. You're not going to be able to love me the way you're supposed to. You're not going to be able to treat people. He says, don't you know those commandments are my characteristics? So as I get ready to close, so he says, I am faithful to you, so I need you to be faithful to me. I love my people, so I need you to love my people. I'm going to give you everything you need, so don't steal from somebody else. I'm going to tell you the truth, so make sure you tell people the truth. He gave you 10 commandments that said, this is who I am. I want you to be just like me. I'm faithful. Be faithful to me. I'm honest. Be honest.
All right.
I'm forgiving. Be forgiving. I have integrity. If I said I was going to do it, I am going to do it. These are all my characteristics that I want you to show to other people. He said, this is me. This is who I am to you. I'll put nobody in front of you. So don't put nobody in front of me. You are my favorite. So make sure that I'm your favorite. He says the Ten Commandments are me, are my personality towards you. It's my thoughts concerning you. You struggle, but if you lean on me, you'll be able to do it, Lola. When you're doing it in your own strength, you become overwhelmed. But if you lean back on it, say, God, but you called me to do this, so I should be able to master this. You called me to do this, so I should be able to get it done. And then you'll say, well, what's wrong with me that I can't get it done, although you've called me to this? He says, lean on me. Lean on me. Ooh, lean on me and I'll make sure that you get it done. And little Mark won't miss a beat. Ooh. Oh boy. Serving the Lord is easy when everybody's in place. It's easy when y'all walking together. It's hard when y'all don't. Oh boy. Red Mark's hand, Lola. You sat on the front row. Mm-hmm. He was like, man, stupid Usher. Move it back for me. What God wants to give you all in 2020 it'll happen, wow, as you all agree. Yes, God. God understands your struggle, Mark. My. He understands your struggle. He does. Sometimes you're sick of the struggle. But God says, I understand your struggle. The natural pull and then the spiritual pull. He says, I understand your struggle. It's like, God, if you would just make it easy, then I could do what you called me to do. But this isn't an easy road. And you, believe it or not, you don't want to disappoint people.